I've been in a hurricane, volunteered Becky. It blew down the telephone lines and we didn't have lights for a whole evening. It was like this. Our electric goes off a lot, said Rian. For something to do while the storm rose, the three of them sat on the floor in front of the gas fire and played hearts. Rian won, consistently. Jen's mind wasn't on the game. She kept listening for someone at the door. Halfway into the third hand, she heard the sudden heavy splatter of rain against the window as it was driven sideways by the wind, and at the same moment they all heard the front door blow open. "I hope that's Peter," said Jen fervently. "Who else would it be, then?" demanded Rian. "Dad," said Becky, following Jen's thoughts. "He might be home early." Jen scrambled up and went into the front hall. It was Peter, his wet hair plastered flat to his skull, his nose red and running. She bit her tongue on the furious question she wanted to ask. With unaccustomed good sense, she realized it would do no one any good to start a fight, even though Peter was eyeing her defiantly, daring her to. It was a long-standing family rule that none of them ever went anywhere without telling someone else first, and he had obviously broken it. "Your jacket will never dry if you hang it up like that," said Jen at last. "Put it in by the fire." A sudden, frantic gust of wind hurled itself at the front door. The latch hadn't caught, and it flew open. Jen and Peter both moved to close it at the same moment and swung it shut together. "What's it like out there?" Peter shivered involuntarily. "I could see the line of rain come across the bay. One minute it was dry, and the next minute it was pouring. The waves go right up to the sea wall." Was it the sea wall, or was it the dike? He couldn't remember, and shivered again. "You ought to change your clothes before you catch cold." He nodded and disappeared. In a few minutes, he joined the others in the study. "Hello," said Rian.